Now turn to part 3. You'll hear 5 different people talking about their holidays in North America. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what happened to each person. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Oh, it was terrible, really. Your possessions going missing is dreadful. We took the 15-day Eastern extravaganza, and we travelled overland from Montreal to Washington, calling at, where was it now? Ottawa and Boston. That was lovely. And then New York with all the sights. And we stopped at Niagara Falls, too. We'd always wanted to go there. But it was going down to Philadelphia when things started to go wrong. I know I put the bags on the coach. I remember doing it, and then going and sitting in the back seat. But when we arrived in Philadelphia, we found the bags had gone. We just didn't know what to do.
Speaker 2.
We were travelling, driving mostly, through New England. It's a really pretty place, especially in the autumn, or the fall as the locals call it. Actually, you can hardly understand them. The accent's so different to ours. But anyway, we stopped to eat in Deerfield, which has this mile-long street where all the buildings are from the 18th century. And we found, in a small restaurant there, we met a lady and we got chatting the way you do. It turned out we had the same name, Harding. And more than that, her family had originally come from the same village as mine. Isn't that strange? Her family had left England over 200 years ago. I wonder if we're related.
Speaker 3.
We stopped off in Quebec to do a bit of sightseeing, and we had half a day to spare before going on to North Hatley. And we were in the old town. And it's terrible, really, 'cause they still have the old streets with cobbles. So difficult to walk on. Well, as I was walking along, I tripped and I turned my ankle. I knew something was wrong because I couldn't walk. Oh, it was awful. And we kept stopping people and asking for help, but no one seemed to understand us. Luckily, we found the local hospital and they were very kind.
Speaker 4.
We were staying at the Holiday Inn in San Diego, just relaxing and doing nothing. And it's got this fabulous view of the harbour. And there was this one bridge that looked so picturesque. So we thought we'd have a photograph taken on the bridge. Well, we asked this man if he would photograph us. He said sure, and we posed on the bridge. But he said he couldn't fit the bridge in the photo, so he kept backing away. Then he suddenly turned round and ran off with our camera. What a nerve! I suppose we should have known better, really. But you have to trust people, don't you?
Speaker 5.
Well, it was dreadful. It's the only word for it. The hotel was like a prison camp. What a great place for a holiday. We complained there and then, but the rep refused to move us. So we went out for a meal. The area is supposed to be famous for its fish. And within an hour of eating, my wife and I went down with food poisoning. We felt awful. We spent the whole week in our room, so of course we didn't get to see a thing. We were still feeling ill when we had to come home. In fact, we needed a holiday.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Oh, it was terrible, really. Your possessions going missing is dreadful. We took the 15-day Eastern Extravaganza, and we travelled overland from Montreal to Washington, calling at, where was it now? Ottawa and Boston. That was lovely. And then New York with all the sights. And we stopped at Niagara Falls too. We'd always wanted to go there. But it was going down to Philadelphia when things started to go wrong. I know I put the bags on the coach. I remember doing it. And then going and sitting in the back seat. But when we arrived in Philadelphia, we found the bags had gone. We just didn't know what to do.
Speaker 2.
We were travelling, driving mostly, through New England. It's a really pretty place, especially in the autumn, or the fall as the locals call it. Actually, you can hardly understand them. The accent's so different to ours. But anyway, we stopped to eat in Deerfield, which has this mile-long street where all the buildings are from the 18th century. And we found, in a small restaurant there, we met a lady and we got chatting the way you do. It turned out we had the same name, Harding. And more than that, her family had originally come from the same village as mine. Isn't that strange? Her family had left England over 200 years ago. I wonder if we're related.
Speaker 3.
We stopped off in Quebec to do a bit of sightseeing, and we had half a day to spare before going on to North Hatley. And we were in the old town. And it's terrible, really, 'cause they still have the old streets with cobbles. So difficult to walk on. Well, as I was walking along, I tripped and I turned my ankle. I knew something was wrong because I couldn't walk. Oh, it was awful. And we kept stopping people and asking for help, but no one seemed to understand us. Luckily, we found the local hospital and they were very kind.
Speaker 4.
We were staying at the Holiday Inn in San Diego, just relaxing and doing nothing. And it's got this fabulous view of the harbour. And there was this one bridge that looked so picturesque. So we thought we'd have a photograph taken on the bridge. Well, we asked this man if he would photograph us. He said sure, and we posed on the bridge. But he said he couldn't fit the bridge in the photo, so he kept backing away. Then he suddenly turned round and ran off with our camera. What a nerve! I suppose we should have known better, really. But you have to trust people, don't you?
Speaker 5.
Well, it was dreadful. It's the only word for it. The hotel was like a prison camp. What a great place for a holiday. We complained there and then, but the rep refused to move us. So we went out for a meal. The area is supposed to be famous for its fish. And within an hour of eating, my wife and I went down with food poisoning. We felt awful. We spent the whole week in our room, so of course we didn't get to see a thing. We were still feeling ill when we had to come home. In fact, we needed a holiday.
That's the end of part 3.